Coming up to 11 minutes to 7 o'clock, it's every father's nightmare. The body of Hilary Gardie was found outside Mbombela about a week ago. She was the daughter of former EFF Secretary General Godrich Gardie. You've heard of the story in Eyewitness News. Saturday saw her funeral, and three people have now been arrested. They all appear in court today. There's been much speculation about who they are. If you look at the Sunday newspapers, you look at all the, listen to the radio, there's been so much speculation. News 24 saying two of the three arrested are said to be an Eswatini-born civil servant come politician, as well as the adopted son of an eminent politician as well. Well, the weekend saw the EFF also tweet a picture of someone telling fighters to contact the police if they see this man. So it's troubling times, but it's like I said, any father's nightmare to get that call that your daughter is missing. And then a few days later to find your daughter's body. It's been terrible for Godrich Gardie. Joining us is Mpumalanga Police Spokesperson Colonel Donald Makhluli. Hi, Colonel. Good morning. Welcome to 702.
Good morning, and good morning to the listeners of 702.
I know you can't name the suspects because they need to appear in court, but can you give us some sort of information about them? What do you know?
What we know is that the first suspect that we arrested on Friday is 39 years old, and we arrested him in Skumanstal, and the two were arrested between Saturday midnight and Sunday morning. And this one is 47 years of age, then the other is 52 years. However, as you know, that this three male suspects are charged with murder. We cannot, because they are going to appear before the court of law, we don't want to mess up, we don't want to jeopardize our case. We believe these are the right people that we have been looking for. Though we are still pursuing other suspects, there may be possible arrests in regard to this investigation of this case, and more charges, because remember, when we discovered the body, we had a team that was established, and that team is made up of forensic. There are members of the SAPS and other members that are working in that team. So there are things that will unfold as the investigation proceeds, which will definitely lead us to press more charges.
Colonel, what was the motive for what happened? What's the reason behind it? There's been all sorts of speculation about missing money. What is the motive?
Currently, the motive is not yet known. It's not yet established. However, we believe that as the investigation proceeds, there will be a lot of information that will actually indicate as to why was Ms. Hilary Gardie murdered. So we believe also that during the court proceeding, there will be a lot of information that will be shared and will come to light.
Yeah. But was there money missing from her bank accounts? There have been talks about money being sort of e-walleted away, things like that. Can you talk on that?
Yeah, remember, as I've indicated, this matter, because remember, we're still looking for other suspects who are pursuing. We don't want to scare people. The other day I was saying, I think it was yesterday, to one of the journalists, I said, you know, you must remember our province is bordering Mozambique and Swaziland. And remember, the first suspect we arrested him just a few kilometers from, to the border. So with regard to the pursuit of other suspects, we don't want to share more information that will jeopardize our case or that will give the defense an armament to defeat us. Because the most important thing is that we must get each and every person that has a hand in the murder of Ms. Hilary Gardie to be brought to book. And we don't want to give them an opportunity of defending themselves because of opening some loopholes. Mm. So we try by all means to keep it within ourselves so that more information is shared before court, which will make us, because we want to win, we want to make sure that those that are responsible are going to be prosecuted and be found guilty at the end of the day, being sentenced.
Sure. The EFF at the weekend releasing a picture of a person. It did kind of give you the feeling that they said this person is missing. Please help us try and find this person. But we know exactly what they were saying. That person, is that one of the people who has been arrested or not?
I think for now I cannot comment on that because this was not coming from the SAPS. I can only comment on what we communicate because from our side, the day we discovered a body, actually even before when she went missing, we went to the public and asked them to assist us. We circulated her picture as the person that was missing then. Then after she was discovered, we asked the public to assist us with any information that can lead us to the suspects. And what has happened is that through the evidence that we collected and the information that is very important that we received from the public has assisted us in making sure that we trace and arrest these suspects, that after arresting them, we realize that indeed these are the people that we have been looking for. Though we are not done with our investigation, more possible arrests can be made.
Yeah. Just another question, and I'm sure you may also not be able to answer this as well, but if you're arresting so many people, it sounds like some sort of syndicate was operating.
What I can say is that, yes, it was more than one person that we believe was involved. So far, the three have been arrested. However, we cannot for now reveal whether this was a syndicate, but however, it was a group of people because it was, now we've got three people and we're still looking for other suspects that we believe have got a case to answer before the court of law.
These suspects will need protection from the community, I would think. There must be a lot of anger in that neighborhood, a lot of anger from the EFF, a lot of anger from Godric Gardie, which is totally understandable. Can we expect protection from them today? In other words, what can we expect at court today?
What I can indicate, as they appear in court, in the magistrate court this, I mean today, we know that this is one of our duties to make sure that things run smoothly outside and inside court. So our members will be there to make sure that we remember we are living in a democratic country. When you are accused of a crime committed, you've got also an opportunity to defend yourself, to give your side with regard to what you are accused of. So that's why we regard them as suspects, not people that are criminals that have been convicted. So we must allow the process of court to unfold. So today it will be, we'll make sure that the members are there, they are there already, and we believe that things will run smoothly.
Mpumalanga Police Spokesperson Colonel Donald Ngluli, thank you so much for coming on to 702 this morning. Of course, keep listening to Eyewitness News throughout the day. We will be carrying the story, covering the story. It was concerning, though, at the weekend, and I understand why it is, because I think as a father I would have done exactly the same thing. But to tweet somebody's picture saying, we're looking for this person, it also, if that person is innocent, puts them in danger as well. But, you know, like I say, I'm a father as well, and I understand that. I understand the anger that goes behind that, but I think the Colonel is right. You just need to be a little bit more responsible when it comes to tweeting pictures and letting emotions not just run out of control.